In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome back to Praying with Scripture. And I'm so glad we can celebrate a shortened divine office and rejoice on this holy feast, or this holy memorial of St. Maximilian Kolbe. I'm so glad we have each other in our online community. First, I'd like to pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, which is, again, for peaceful coexistence and all that good stuff across all different levels. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us invoke the Holy Spirit, and we'll pray as Father Blau taught us with the most precious blood of Jesus prayer. Before we start the office proper, but I'd like to use it as an invitatory. We're going to take that introductory verse from the Common of Martyrs that we use with the invitatory. Come, let us worship Christ, the King of Martyrs. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Help us, O God, our Savior, and pardon all our sins. Psalm 79. O God, the nations have invaded our land. They have profaned your holy temple. They have made Jerusalem a heap of ruins. They have handed over the bodies of your servants as food to feed the birds of heaven, and the flesh of your faithful to the beasts of the earth. They have poured out blood like water in Jerusalem. No one is left to bury the dead. We have become the taunt of our neighbors, the mockery and scorn of all who surround us. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? How long will your anger burn like fire? Help us, O God, our Savior, and pardon all our sins. Do not hold the guilt of our fathers against us. Let your compassion hasten to meet us. We are left in the depths of distress. O God, our Savior, come to our help. Come for the sake of the glory of your name. O Lord, our God, forgive us our sins. Rescue us for the sake of your name. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let us see the nations around us repaid with vengeance for the blood of your servants that was shed. Let the groans of the prisoners come before you. Let the strong arm, let your strong arm reprieve those condemned to die. But we, your people, flock of your pasture, will give you thanks forever and ever. We will tell your praise from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Help us, O God, our Savior, and pardon all our sins. Lord Jesus Christ, Shepherd of your Church, in order to strengthen our faith and to lead us to the kingdom, You renewed and far surpassed the marvels of the old law. Through the uncertainties of this earthly journey, lead us home to the everlasting pastures. Save us and grant us consolation and help. Help us, O God, our Savior, and pardon all our sins. And we'll do one more today. O God of power, look down from heaven and come to tend this vine. This is one of my favorites. O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who lead Joseph's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. And again, the one reason I really like this is because I can relate to all these things. Joseph, the three main tribes of Israel, of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, all these things are things that speak to me in the context of the psalm about our church and its need for reform and unity today. So they're things I can easily pray with if I understand them, right? If I can understand what role they play in the Old Testament story. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to my help. God of armies, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved. Lord God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread and abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. God of armies, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea. To the great river it stretched out its shoots. Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. God of armies, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face. May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength, and we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name. God of armies, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O God of power, look down from heaven and come to tend your church, this vine. And then we're going to pray and listen to God's word prayerfully as we go back all the way to the beginning of your book, if you have the Liturgy of the Hours, and flip to your ribbon where you have Thursday. And we're going to read from the book of the prophet Micah, chapter 4. Through chapter 5, verse 7. Christ will be our peace. Thus says the Lord, now fence yourself in, fat gatherer. They have laid siege against us. With the rod they strike on the cheek the ruler of Israel. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrath, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. Therefore the Lord will give them up until the time when she is to have given birth, has born. And the rest of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord his God. And they shall remain forever his greatness, for now his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace. If Assyria invades our land and treads upon our land, we shall raise against it 7 shepherds, 8 men of royal rank, and they shall tend the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod with the drawn sword. And we shall be delivered from Assyria if it invades our land and treads upon our borders. The remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples, like dew coming from the Lord, like raindrops on the grass, which wait for no man, nor tarry for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the nations, in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among beasts of the forest, like a young lion among flocks of sheep. When it passes through, it tramples and tears, and there is none to deliver. Responsory prayer. Bethlehem, city of God, Most High, from you shall come forth a ruler for Israel, one whose origin will go back to the distant past, to ancient times. His greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His domain will extend from sea to sea, and he will be our peace. So again, my Liturgy of the Hours is a used copy that I got from a Third Order Carmelite sister. And it doesn't have Maximilian's feast day in it because it might be in the back. Usually there's an appendix of more recent feasts that were later in the back. But sometimes you have to also get the supplement if you want the paper version. You have to get this little booklet, this little like 10-page booklet that they sell called the Supplement to the Liturgy of the Hours. And it contains the more recent feasts that have been added after the publication of the books some years ago. So again, not to be nerdy, but I can't find mine. My friend, the pastoral minister who taught me to do this, gave me the supplement as a gift years ago, like 3 years ago, and now I can't find it, which is frustrating to me because it makes me feel like I've been inconsiderate of his gift, you know? But anyway, we can read off the phone for St. Maximilian's second reading. Second reading from a letter of Maximilian Mary Colby. Apostolic zeal for the salvation and sanctification of souls. The burning zeal for God's glory that motivates you fills my heart with joy. It is sad for us to see in our own time the indifferentism in its many forms. That indifferentism in its many forms is spreading like an epidemic, not only among the laity, but also among religious. But God is worthy of glory and beyond measure. Therefore, it is of absolute and supreme importance to seek that glory with all the power of our feeble resources. Since we are mere creatures, we can never return to him all that is his due. The most resplendent manifestation of God's glory is the salvation of souls, whom Christ redeemed by shedding his blood. To work for the salvation and sanctification of as many souls as possible, therefore, is the preeminent purpose of the apostolic life. Let me then say a few words that may show the way toward achieving God's goal of glory and the sanctification of many souls. God, who is all-knowing and all-wise, knows best what we should do to increase his glory. Through his representatives on earth, he continually reveals his will to us. Thus it is obedience and obedience alone that is the sure sign to us of the divine will. A superior may, it is true, make a mistake, but it is impossible for us to be mistaken in obeying a superior's command. The only exception to this rule is the case of a superior commanding something that in this even the slightest way would contravene God's law. Such a superior would not be conveying God's will. God alone is infinitely wise. Holy, merciful, our Lord, Creator and Father, he is beginning and end. Wisdom and power and love, he is all. Everything other than God has value to the degree that it is referred to him, the maker of all and our own redeemer, the final end of all things. It is he who, declaring his adorable will to us through his representatives on earth, draws us to himself, and whose whole plan is to draw others to himself through us and join us all to himself in an ever-deepening love. Look then at the high dignity that by God's mercy belongs to our state in life. Obedience raises us beyond the limits of our littleness and puts us in harmony with God's will. In boundless wisdom and care, His will guides us to act rightly. Holding fast to that will which no creature can thwart, we are filled with unsurpassed strength. Obedience is the one and only way of wisdom and prudence for us to offer glory to God. If there were another, Christ would certainly have shown it to us by word and example. Scripture, however, summed up his entire life at Nazareth in the words, "He was subject to them, Scripture sets obedience as the theme of the rest of his life, repeatedly declaring that he came into the world to do his Father's will. Let us love our loving Father with all our hearts. Let our obedience increase the love above all. That love above all, when it requires us to surrender our own will. Jesus Christ crucified is our sublime guide toward growth in God's love. We will learn this lesson more quickly through the Immaculate Virgin, whom God has made the dispenser of his mercy. It is beyond all doubt that Mary's will represents to us the will of God himself. By dedicating ourselves to her, we become in her hands instruments of God's mercy. Even as she was such an instrument in God's hands, we should let ourselves be guided and led by Mary and rest quiet and secure in her hands. She will watch out for us, provide for us, answer our needs of body and spirit. She will dissolve all our difficulties and worries. Responsory prayer. Be imitators of God as his dear children. Follow the way of love, even as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as an offering to God, a gift of pleasing fragrance. Do God's will with your whole heart as servants of Christ, a gift of pleasing fragrance. And then we're going to have the intercessions from the Common of Martyrs, plus personal intercessions. This is the hour when the King of Martyrs offered his life in the upper room and laid it down on the cross. Let us thank him and say, "We praise you, O Lord. We praise you, O Lord, our Savior, inspiration and example for every martyr, for loving us to the end. We praise you, O Lord, for calling all repentant sinners to the rewards of life. We praise you, O Lord, for entrusting to your church the blood of the new and everlasting covenant poured out for the remission of sin. We praise you, O Lord, for our perseverance in your grace today. We praise you, O Lord, for incorporating our dead brothers and sisters into your own death today. We praise you, O Lord. And we praise you, O Lord, for hearing Bill's prayers. We praise you, O Lord, for healing Henry's prayers. We praise you, O Lord, for answering my prayers and filling me with joy through my own conversion, through deepening my own conversion and contradicting my own will. We praise you for conquering our unrest, our domestic disobedience against you, our true Lord and Father. We praise you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We praise you, O Lord, for healing the church, for you are already setting about taking hearts that are broken within the church, and you're healing those hearts. This year and the next year is a year of healing. We're all sick of fighting and being in pain and tearing our hearts to pieces in the church. We ask St. Maximilian Kolbe to pray for us and help us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O God, who filled the priest and martyr, St. Maximilian Kolbe, with a burning love for the Immaculate Virgin Mary, and with zeal for souls and love of neighbor, graciously grant through his intercession that, striving for your glory by eagerly serving others, we may be conformed, even until death, to your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to also take a look at Diary of St. Faustina. I actually did not get to pray with it today, so I'll be behind in terms of my reflection. O Immaculate, O Mary, immaculate virgin, pure crystal for my heart. You are my strength, O secure anchor. You are a shield and a protection for a weak heart. O Mary, you are pure and unparalleled, virgin and mother at one and the same time. You are beautiful as the sun. By nothing defiled, nothing is worthy of comparison to the image of your soul. Your beauty enthralled the thrice holy one's eye, that he came down from heaven, forsaking the eternal sea's throne, and assumed from your heart, body and blood, hiding for 9 months in the Virgin's heart. O Mother, Virgin, this will no one comprehend, that the infinite God is becoming a man. It's only love, and is inscrutable. It's only love's and inscrutable mercy's purpose. Through you, Mother, who's given us to live with him forever. O Mary, Virgin Mother, and Heaven's Gate, through you salvation came to us. Every grace to us streams forth through your hands, and faithful admonition of you only will sanctify me. O Mother, Virgin, most beautiful lily, your heart was for Jesus, the first tabernacle on earth, and there, because your humility was the deepest, wherefore you were raised above angel choirs and saints. O Mary, my sweet mother, to you I turn over my soul, my body, and my poor heart. Be the safeguard of my life, especially at death's hour in the final fight. Jesus, I trust in you. What a beautiful Marian prayer that she has. And then she's showing you a particular exam that she did on the next page. She says, general exercises. Almost Holy Trinity, as many times as I breathe, as many times as my heart beats, as many times as my blood pulsates through my body, so many thousands times do I want to glorify your mercy. I want to be completely transformed into your mercy and to be your living reflection, O Lord. May the greatest of all divine attributes, that of your unfathomable mercy, pass through my heart and soul to my neighbor. I think we're just going to finish with the chaplet of divine mercy, and then we're going to go on to the next part of my day, which means finishing this discussion board assignment and putting it up for my formation for lay ministry. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.